CIO people. They pull off the paperwork tomorrow. Now, in many respects, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But nevertheless, that seems to be the track that we need on.
Yeah.
John, Herb's side, Don Rumsfeld and I have talked about this a number of times. I guess I should like the discussion. And our feeling is that we should today be sure that we have done whatever we can to assure them that we want them on the board and we're trying to make this work and so forth. We do have one or two things that are responsive to criticism that being made, and they're things that actually we have in the works anyway, such as we talked about that breakfast. So we think something before their meeting would be called for, and then we have, if they do pull off various plans for keeping the thing going, maintain the stance of a strong control program, that we may have, by the way, seen a little different situation. So we're there. Now, we all feel, and I think that John especially says, that a good thing to do, if you can, would be for you to call me.
Somebody else is better to call today.
Well,
I've got my schedule so today that I don't know when I work it in. Like now, for example.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I've got to see you first in about 5 minutes, and I back things up at the time.
Right. Okay.
So you call it.
Well, I'll call him and
say we talked about it earlier. I'm not going to have you bully rag me about this thing. He wants to get off of this thing to help him. We're just going to have to play it hard.
Well, I think our instinct and our plan is to play it hard, but at the same time to not leave.
If I call him down, I just call him and say, please, George, will you stay on the board? That isn't going to be a good thing. That's not a good move, not to go to him. That's a posture.
Well,
I know of nothing else but to ask him.
Would you... Do you feel the same about the same eye going over there?
And no, your going is perfect. It's fine.
Okay.
I think we lay the foundation that way. You can go and say, now look, we had this breakfast and we're not going to put you in a position of, you know, embarrassment and the rest. But I think you ought to go as the, you're the one to do it too. And say, look, we had this meeting and what the hell goes on here? You're going to put the sword in the organized way. They're going to get a hell of a power in on this.
Now,
if there's a fight, he can have one.
Right.
And it'll be a good, what can you do to continue the battle?
Well,
without it.
Well, it's not clear that Woodcock and Fitzsimmons would walk off if he does.
Yeah.
And so then our thought is we would maintain the present structure and vote the labor harder. If they pull off, then our feeling is...
Well, if they're still violating the law, the board lays out certain things, they violate the law, and they have...
It's still a functioning board.
It's just fine that they're not on.
And they're not on. If Woodcock and Fitzsimmons go off, then we think that the public membership basically constitute the board and continue to interpret the policies that have been laid out on a case-by-case basis. So we have as close to the present structure of the board as we can, and we maintain it in operation.
Well, the best thing, I can't be in a position of begging him to stay on. That's not a proper position. I saw him at breakfast tonight. They got to shoot him over and tell him whatever you want. We urge him to stay on. Is that what you're going to tell him? Beg him to stay on?
Not to beg him to stay on, but just to say that we read in the papers what they're planning to do. Or
see, if I call him, it puts him in a position where he then says, well, I'm not going to do it, and so forth and so on. And it puts the ball over here near his skirt. I've got to keep him one step removed from me at this point. But if he moves, I'm going to kick him so goddamn hard, he'll never forget it. You're going to be any fooling around. So it's all over then. All this business of trying to mollycoddle me, you know, play golf with him and all that crap to hell with him. That's the way he's going to play the game.
Well,
he can be Mr. Bad Guy if he wants to be. That's his responsibility.
hard to understand, and I don't know that I do understand why it is he's doing this, because it couldn't be a worse time. The Longshore settlement, whatever may be said about productivity, is very, very high, and
well, it's still above what the pay board approved is high.
Right.
I mean, there's no problem. They provided productivity.
It's not a good time for him, and so it's puzzling why he is doing this. Well, I'll go.
But I think you are.
That's the thing to say on the board. But
say, now look, this is not in the interest of organized labor, and here's what we're doing, and we're trying to be fair here. You're not making the right move. But what is the Connors argument that I should call in? Does he think that would be more effective?
Well, he doesn't think you should engage much in argument with him. But really make a contact and send me over. And the reason the arguments that he gives are the main one.
Well, the contact is contact is made rather than my calling on the phone and so forth. It's for you to just go over.
Sure.
Want me to call and make the date?
We can do that.
Yes. Why don't you just call and say the president is asking you to come and see?
All right, I can do that.
That's the same thing.
Sure.
And I will get him on the phone, and he says, well, I don't think I want to see him because I'm not going to talk about this board. You know me, he takes it defensive because he did at the breakfast. He started off here to have our monologue, so everything's wrong. And we're not going to put ourselves in that position. But I think we should call him and say, you've just come from, you can say, I'm just calling from the president's office. And he said, why don't you just say that? Just go right out and call right from here. So I'm calling from the president's office. We just met. He's asking me to come over to see you. I mean, I will have a talk with you. How's that sound?
Okay.
And you can just say we worked it out. So I don't want to get you in a position where I debate with him on the phone. Because we agree, isn't that even talking about? I know what his arguments are and what ours are. Do you take that? What are these things you say we can do?
Well, a principal thing that we're planning to do is exempt small businesses from the control. And I think he would like that, and among other things, he's made this argument that our low income exemption is too low, the dollar figure, remember. And at the same time, he agreed in the breakfast that if we exempt small firms, that pretty well exempts a lot of low income people and is part of taking care of this, and we think it would make a stronger control program anyway. That's something the cost of living council is getting ready to do anyway. So that is a concession.
Well, you could say that meddling, no, I wouldn't call it a concession. I mean, I wouldn't say that anybody do what I say is we have in response to him.
Well, I will get out of your way.
No, second. Sitting here with the president, I'm calling his office. He'd like me to come over and see you.
so forth. So you're against the brand and they'll develop that as an issue. But I don't know that. We're just trying to figure out what it is that would lead him to do this at such a bad time.
Well, he's doing it for a bad time. We're going to kick the hell out of him if he starts this way. It's not going to be any waste kind of an operation. It's going to be conciliatory at all.
Well, if you were to have a press conference on Thursday, Friday, you'd have quite a lot to say on the subject matter.
Yeah.
If he does work on it.
Right. Okay. Bye.
Sorry to interrupt.
They have to be there.
with it.
Yeah.
Because it's, they're working on an itinerary, and if there is any problem with the timing getting off, any person,
yeah,
correct, and the state's working with Alan, but
good. I was going to ask you about the, I had a second thought about green. I don't believe that when green goes out, when he goes out to meet the press, that it's all going to be about timing. That issue is pretty well sunk at the moment. Also, if green goes out, I think green, with his rather flippant, buoyant personality, can give a very upbeat reaction to the China visit. Now, the argument that you and Ron make that he's going to be on meet the press is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't meet the press doesn't mean it can get half the audience. The other hand, well, you can repeat it.
Sure.
You can do it twice. So, query, what is the best way to do that? Can we have Green,
if you want to do it and make some news, the best way to do it is to do it tomorrow. Take a half hour break at midday, see Green, and then let him go out. Because, you know, and you get, let his story be the story out of here tomorrow.
All right. Well, you got to figure, I don't know what it would be in the labor people walk up with this thing.
Well, that would be the story out of there.
But we could have this, we could have, the other possibility is to have him come to Florida and do it Friday.
Yes.
A Friday story.
Yes.
Rather than having him go down the plane with me, to, I mean, after all, I...
They should fly him, which puts more attention on him, really.
Yeah, that's right. But he flies down.
Fly down and go out and brief the press.
And has it as a Friday story. Seems to me that the Friday story might be wrong. What's the better day?
Either one. That'd be just as good, might be better, because they're looking, anything from down there gets a better ride.
Anything from down there gets a better ride to focus on here. And we won't have anything out of there. I'm inclined to think that he could come down, could fly it on Friday. But I don't think I should call. The moment I say, come down on the plane with me, I've got to take him and Rogers on the plane. Now, if they come down, that's a different matter. Could you arrange that? Come down Friday. That'd be fair enough. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm shooting like that very well. does it. They've got a little blip on Sunday night, but not much after that.
I think you had the best crack of all.
Yeah. He had a couple of good cracks. He had a whole barrage of these. And I saw it on the news, and he was really pretty funny.
But that tracking angle, what was it about that he doesn't read his...
He says, I never read fiction on Monday morning.
And then he said, what about life?
And they said, they're the people who got taken in by Irving. You know, their credibility, I wouldn't doubt much on their credibility. They taken in by Irving. And then he said, so I haven't read the thing. And then the guy said, well, do you think the charges are true? And he said, now that's a stupid damn question. I just told you I hadn't read the thing. How do I know? And he said, but I certainly wouldn't give it any credibility based on it coming from life. And they said, frankly, I think the best thing for life to do is follow Luke's example. He just left it.
Everybody should get that.
But he did it. You know, you read it, it sounds like pretty harsh stuff when you see it on television. He was laughing. Right.
That's right.
chief of